here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page for a Let's Get to Know You segment with PCM head volleyball coach Sarah DeVries. Coach, let's just start off our conversation. Give us a little bit of background. Where are you from originally? Kind of where did you grow up?
I grew up in Northwest Iowa. I was in Orange City, so I went to UND Christian. So I had a strong background in volleyball. I was privileged to be state champions my junior and senior year. Came down here, met my husband at Iowa State. So then we came down here and we farmed near Prairie City.
Yeah, talk about your family a little bit. You mentioned your husband farms, but a little bit about your family.
My family's from Northwest Iowa. My dad's a pastor, so he kind of moved around, but we actually stayed in Northwest Iowa when I was growing up. I've got two sisters and two brothers. Ooh, I don't know. We're getting close to like 18 nieces and nephews. Big family. We like to get together a lot.
And your husband farms and your kids too. Talk about your kids a little bit.
Yep. We've got four kids. Rebecca's going to go off to Iowa State. Blake will be an eighth grader. Brianna is a sixth grader. And Levi will be a third grader.
When you were in high school, what athletics did you participate in?
I did softball, volleyball, and basketball.
And did you have a favorite?
Volleyball.
Okay. This one may be hard to think back on, but when you were in school, can you think of an all-time favorite teacher you had?
Yeah, probably my math teacher, Mr. Westenberg. He was also our volleyball coach.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Ooh, Mexican. Steak fajitas.
What, is there a good place around here that you like to go?
You know, Ariana's is a great place in Prairie City to go to.
All-time favorite movie?
Probably Princess Bride.
Do you have something you like to do in your free time, just when you're by yourself, or like a hobby?
Yeah, I'm a reader. I like to read books.
Actually kind of ties into my next question. What is your favorite genre of book, or do you have an all-time favorite book?
This summer, I've just been reading, you know, the good pool read, just a light, easy mystery or romance.
Favorite, if you were to choose one, a favorite board game?
Quirkle.
Okay.
It's not really a board game, but yeah.
What is the best trip or vacation you've ever been on?
Probably when we went up to Banff in Canada, in the Canadian Rockies. That's beautiful up there.
What'd you do up there?
Well, actually, my parents used to live up there for 9 years up in Canada, so we went to go visit them often, and then we went to the Canadian Rockies.
What is your number one bucket list travel destination?
Probably England. My youngest sister lives in England right now, so we'd love to go to Europe and visit her.
Your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Strawberry.
Any college or professional sports teams you cheer for?
You know, I'm a Cyclone alumni, so I really cheer for the Iowa State Cyclones. Not really any professional teams.
What is your favorite type of music or favorite band?
Oh, just easy listening. I don't even know. The girls kind of don't understand this, but if I'm in the car, I like silence. Okay. So I'm not a huge music person, but they love to listen to music in the gym, so just about anything.
Any pets at home?
We just got an outside dog, Dolly. Much to my chagrin, no, I told the kids that we could get a dog when we moved on the highway or moved off the highway. And so, I do like her a lot, even though I'm not a huge animal person.
If you could spend one day with a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be? I know that's always a tough question.
Yeah, that is a tough question. A famous person, probably a former president, maybe George W. I don't know.
Just pick their brain a little bit.
Yeah. Pick their brain.
Do you have a favorite, you or your family have a favorite annual tradition?
You know, just family vacations. We really value our time that we can get away together. This last summer we went to Wisconsin for a week with, you know, just the six of us. So those times are really special.
If you could eat only one type of sandwich the rest of your life, what would it be?
Okay, Subway cold cut combo with cucumber, lettuce, and Parmesan cheese.
I get the cold cut combo answer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Your go-to candy?
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Favorite season and why?
Fall. Beautiful colors and volleyball.
Who is a person in your life that, as a non-family member, you would most likely go to for a piece of advice?
Non-family member. I don't know. Probably another teacher. I had a lot of great coworkers. I used to teach full-time, so probably one of my former coworkers.
Favorite pizza topping?
Bacon.
That's a good choice. Another food question. A meal, if any, that you could say you could specialize in cooking?
My go-to for a crowd pleaser is Sloppy Joe.
That's always a good one. And are you a person that prefers to be up early or stay up late?
Stay up late.
Okay. My last question for you is, what are you looking most forward to about this volleyball season?
Just building team chemistry. You know, each year is a little different with a different group of girls, and I love the chemistry that comes, you know, kind of halfway through the season, towards the end of the season, when you're really not looking forward to the season ending. So building that chemistry with the girls.
That's been a Let's Get to Know You segment with PCM head volleyball coach Sarah DeVries.